This episode was created by an Apollo Plus creator. Apollo Plus is a subscription that lets you listen to your favorite audio fiction series with no ad interruptions while supporting your favorite fiction creators. Shows on Apollo Plus have no ads, grant early access to new content, offer exclusive episodes, and behind-the-scenes clips, season supercuts, and more. And the collection of shows is always growing. 70% of the revenue goes to the creators you love and helps them make their next audio adventure possible. You can support dozens of creators with just one subscription. So join Apollo Plus today by downloading the Apollo Podcast app for iOS and Android, or by visiting apollopods.com. Now, enjoy the episode, and I'll see you on Apollo Plus.
Okay, this next bit's important, so listen carefully. Take your copper wire and wrap it round the positive end of the capacitor.
Wrap it round the what?
Are you looking at the diagram?
Mine's disappeared.
Just refresh the page.
It's a website from the 90s. The images are all coming up in blocks.
And I still don't understand how you can make an EMP device from a disposable camera. I was expecting at least like a Game Boy Advance.
Well, the camera has all the electronics required inside to make a simple EMP generator. And this 90s website was the best guide I could find. One both of you could access.
My website's come back up.
Quick question. Were we allowed to take pictures with these disposable cameras?
No. Did you?
No. Maybe.
Callum.
I hadn't used one in ages. I've got this stupid new digital 15 megapixel camera and you still get the red eye in all the pictures. What's the point?
What was so important you had to take photos?
The park.
Okay, we can work around it. Have you connected your wire to the capacitor?
Doing it now. You know this capacitor? Is this like a flux capacitor sort of deal?
No, it's just a capacitor.
Oh, I got you.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting some serious side eye from the internet cafe lady here.
What's she doing?
Nothing, she just keeps looking over at me.
Probably wondering what the nutjob's doing dismantling a disposable camera.
Just keep your head down, Callum, alright? We're nearly finished.
Okay, I've connected my wire to the capacitor. At least I think that's the capacitor. This 90s guy has clearly done his diagram in Microsoft Paint.
So you should have one end of the copper wire free, yeah?
Yes.
Connect that inside where the camera switch is, the one that takes a picture. That's going to be our EMP switcher on our thing.
You mean the on switch?
Yeah. So you take a picture, the EMP primes, the nanobots fry.
Okay, I've connected the wire to the switch. Now what?
Just stick it all back inside and close it up.
That's it?
That's it.
Oh God, the internet cafe lady's coming over.
It's all right, Callum. Just stay calm.
Okay. Oh, she's just going over at the vending machine.
What's she getting?
I can't see.
Bet she's getting a timeout chocolate bar. Oh, I miss them so much.
I miss Snickers.
Oh, come on now. You can't tell me Snickers go missing.
Shit! Now she's dialing on her phone. Oh, what if she's calling the police to come take me away?
Relax. Maybe she's just calling her mum.
Her mum's gonna take me away?
No! Just focus on finishing your EMP device, Callum.
Right. I'm connecting it to the switch now. So are we doing this straight away? Are we taking out some nanobots?
No, because you've taken a bunch of pictures and the battery inside will be out of charge. We'll need to wait for it to power back up.
Oh. How long will that take?
Probably best to leave it overnight. We'll do this together when all of our devices are ready.
Right. Well, I better get back to the missus. Figure out how I'm going to get down to the basement of this building too.
Do you remember how to let me know you're online?
Yes, yes, yes. I go to a website called Newgrounds and I log in as CallumNautes03. What's Nautes again?
That's the decade you're in.
Sounds like a late night channel. One that I would not watch.
I'll be keeping my eye out for your login, okay? Good luck.
Thanks. I'll speak to you guys in the future. Well, no, the past. My future. Your past. Right? Isn't it? God, I'm so confused.
You must have run out of money.
Yeah.
It's nearly 10 here. Getting pretty late. I might go get out of my office.
Right, sure, yeah.
Unless you need me to stay for anything.
No, that should be fine. I'm good to stay here, make sure everything's ready to go.
Plan on getting any sleep?
Yeah, sure. I've got a mattress in the lab. I can nap on that.
Do you ever get out of your lab? Like, to have fun?
Don't really feel like having fun when there's a potential city-leveling event of my making about to happen.
Well, anywhere to go out and eat, at least. You know, or is everything just delivered by drones now?
I've got my mealworms in the fridge. I'll just eat them.
Did you just say mealworms? You're eating worms? Oh, that's so bad.
You'd best get used to the taste. You'll be suffering from food shortages soon enough.
Is everyone vegan in the future? Is there, like, no meat anywhere?
No, but meat is really expensive. Real meat, I mean, not the stuff that's lab-grown. You gotta be really rich to afford it.
Kind of like caviar?
What's caviar?
Oh, it comes from fish.
What's fish?
Oh, come on. You're telling me there's no fish in the future? Do we end up just killing them all? What else have my genius generation done? Got rid of all the toasters?
I'm just messing with you. There's still fish.
Oh, right. Well, thanks for that. Yeah, you having fun? You enjoying yourself?
A little bit, yeah.
So you're just going to stay there in your lab all night?
If I have to, yeah.
Have you no one at home or?
What, you mean like a dog or?
No, I meant like someone. Well, yeah, it could be a dog or like a cat or human being, flatmate, if you will.
Is that your way of asking if I'm single?
No, just making small talk.
I live on my own. Everyone's in the metaverse these days. That's where all my friends want to hang out. Not face to face, never in person. It's amazing how it's meant to bring us closer, but just keeps us apart.
Yeah, right. That's just like Facebook here.
All my friends want to watch movies on there, have meta coffees. We only live 2 miles apart.
This is what I've been saying. No one knows how to connect in real life anymore.
Everyone's doing long distance meta relationships. I couldn't keep that up with my ex.
Your ex? Is that a boyfriend or a...
My ex-beta, yeah.
What's an ex-beta? Oh, no, please don't say that's a gender-neutral term.
All right, granddad. Binary genders as far as you go.
No, not at all. It just gets confusing when you go past the first two.
Not really. You'll get a lot more dates if you expand your flavours, if you know what I'm saying.
Who says I don't get a lot of dates?
No one. I'm just saying, statistically, you will.
Do you?
When I can be bothered to enter the verse. No one will meet up with you in the real world if they haven't seen you online first.
Good to know the future doesn't change.
Must be nice to be where you are, though. You still got retro things to touch. You know, keyboards, tablets, touch screens. You've got safe, moderate weather. You've even got cinemas.
You don't have cinemas?
Like one in Glasgow, and nobody wants to go to it.
I'd go with you. You know, because no one else will go.
I'd rather go in your time. Like, I'm sure there's dozens of them in Glasgow just sitting there that you could just go into anytime and watch whatever movie you want.
Well, there's only one thing for it then. If you want to go in my time.
What?
Just walk through the wormhole. Come on out my side.
I don't think that'll work.
How do you know? Have you tried it?
No, my body would be squashed down to a subatomic level. Is that what you want?
Throw a pencil through. I'll try and catch it.
Not throwing a pencil through a highly fluctuating anomaly.
Come on, what's the worst that could happen?
Anything. Think of something terrible and it could happen.
Just one teeny tiny pencil.
No! I'd love to. Honestly, I'd love to try. But I just don't want to mess this up more than I already have, you know?
Hey, come on. I thought we already established you haven't messed anything up. People were wrong to doubt you. Look at what you've created.
What cost, though? About to cause the biggest earthquake Glasgow's ever seen? My mum would be so disappointed in me.
Why are you saying that?
She trained me her whole life. Always to be methodical, to have all the calculations worked out. And then I raced ahead and look what happened.
Yeah, look. Me and you are talking. Right now. It worked.
It didn't account for all the things that could go wrong. The earthquakes, the way it's spread across time, how it's affected you, affected Callum.
No, don't. Don't apologise for that. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have met one of the best friends I've ever had in my life. I don't know if I'd be where I am right now if it wasn't for that.
That still wasn't me doing anything.
But it was. It was all you. I mean, who wakes up one day and decides they're going to build time travel? It's insane. And yeah, there's been some kinks along the way, but you're putting it right. Look what you're doing, these EMPs, tracking Callum on new grounds. You make it seem so effortless. You're amazed. I mean, you're like, you're the smartest person I've ever met. You're awesome.
Don't think I've ever been called awesome before.
Well, you are.
Well, you're pretty awesome too, okay? You made that EMP device with the camera super quick. I was really impressed.
Not just a dumb lab rat after all, which you did say were cute.
I kind of lied. I actually hate rats.
Oh, yeah.
But I do like you.
You do?
Yeah.
That's lucky.
Why?
Because I like you too. Ugh, this is so annoying.
What?
I meet someone else, someone cool, and I have to say goodbye to them all over again.
Yeah.
Because we have to close this wormhole, or it's bye-bye Glasgow.
And bye-bye me.
I don't want that to happen.
Me neither.
Fine, we'll close the wormhole.
Right.
Didn't have any other plans anyway. Hold on. That's weird.
What?
I just got an email sent through.
Well, how's that weird? You've had email in your time for decades, haven't you?
Yeah, but the subject says EMP urgent.
EMP urgent? Who sent it?
I don't recognise the email address. scsa316@hotmail.com. Was this you?
How could I send an email from the future?
We're talking right now.
Touché. But it wasn't me, I promise. When was it sent?
It came through just now.
Read it, what does it say?
It says... Oh no.
What?
It says after the quake. Does that mean earthquake?
Shit. Maybe my earthquake is about to happen. What else does it say?
It says after the quake... Whoa.
What is it?
I just felt my floor shake.
What? Why would your floor shake?
I don't know. Maybe it's the... Wait, it says something else in the email.
What?
Oh, shit. Dana, what's going on?
Lewis, are you all right?
The whole room is shaking. I can't... Jesus, the ceiling!
Lewis! Are you there? Speak to me, Lewis!
Dial Up was written by Philip Catherwood. Performed by David Hepburn, Amy Alexander, and Craig McDonald Kelly. Sound engineering is by Ivano Scafati and Matteo Mola. Special thanks to Brogan Wakely and Charlie Heyer for their continued time and effort. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Dial Up Pod for exclusive behind-the-scenes content and information about future episodes.